Everybody say praise the Lord. Amen. Look at somebody and say, this is going to be a great year. Say it again. This is going to be a great year. Oh, y'all don't sound like you believe that, huh? Look at somebody and tell them, this is going to be a great year. How many of y'all believe that? How many of y'all really believe? Do you believe that? Oh, I wish. I don't even know if we're even taping. But I tell you what, look at somebody and tell them, this is going to be a great year. I like what Joyce Meyer said on the TV. Joyce Meyer said, I didn't have too good of a beginning. You know, she grew up in a dysfunctional family with lots of child abuse involved in it. She said, I didn't have a good beginning, but she said, I'll tell you what, I'm going to have one bang-up ending. Amen? Amen. How many bang-up ending people do we have? That's what we're talking about, brother. Somebody say, this is my year. Say, this is my year to be blessed. Do you believe that? This is my year to have the best. I do believe this is my year. We want you to have a good year, and we're going to show you how to get that good year. Amen? Well, praise God. Who's taking the kids out of here? Oh, I don't think that's a good idea. I don't think she can handle that on her own, huh? Well, God bless you, my dear. Somebody say, be blessed, Sister Bell. Yeah. Well, no, I think Sister's going back here. Amen. Why don't y'all just do 15-minute shifts? Is that all right? Somebody say, praise God for that. I tell you what, Jane Ellen has got the helps anointing on her tonight. I mean, she went from the Office of Children's Church. Amen. Hey, praise the Lord. Oh, good. Anybody wants to run back to give money, you're free. Amen. You can run all you want when you're giving money. Amen. No, I'm joking. All right. Listen, if you want to have a good year, you got to get it from God, right? The Bible says every good and perfect gift comes from the Father above. Where are all good gifts come from? How many got sorry gifts this year for Christmas? Let me see. Anybody got a sorry gift this year for Christmas? Come on. Come on. Well, I tell you what, when it comes to good gift giving, amen, the Father above gives good gifts. Somebody say that. God gives the best gifts. And he's got one for you, and you got to learn how to receive that gift that he has. Somebody say praise the Lord for that. I'm ready to start receiving what God has for me. Faith. Somebody say faith. I tell you what, you get what God has for you by faith. And if you have great faith, God's got bigger gifts. Faith doesn't make gifts. Faith receives big gifts. Amen. I tell you what, you can't make God do anything he doesn't want to do. And that's what a lot of people get confused about faith with. They think that faith, you know, just makes up stuff. What you pray for, as soon as you pray for it, God makes it up. Tell you what, it's already made up. God's already got it for you. What faith does, faith grabs a hold of what God already has for you. And I tell you what, don't be afraid to envision God's plan for your life. Amen. You know, I was sitting there talking to Sister Rita and Michelle the other night, and Michelle was talking about the things she's believing God to do in her house. She's waiting for God to get some things done there, and I just felt this big impression on the inside of my heart. How many are learning to live by faith? Amen. I mean, when I say live by faith, I really mean believing and trusting in God and waiting on it until it manifests. It works. Amen. People don't know that it works, but it really works. I heard Jesse on the phone. I said, man, he must go to a good church. Jesse was talking to his dad on the telephone, and his dad was believing God for some extra resource to get involved in a business. You know, and I heard Brother Jesse tell Dad. Jesse goes, I tell you what, Dad, you're just going to have to believe God. And some people would get offended at that, but those of us that know you can trust in God, amen, and believe God and pray in faith, believing, you'll get exactly what you ask for. How many are a witness to that? Amen. Amen. If you don't got it in the bank, you got it in the prayer. Amen. We had one thing around here. We were believing one time for recording equipment, right? And we wanted to do this recording. Some of you got a recording sold to you for Christmas, right? Well, we wanted to do this recording around Nation's Church because some songs had been done. And so we just said, well, how are we going to get the money to get this thing? And we just said, I don't know how we're going to get it. Let's go hit the floor. So we got Jesse and Crystal and those of us that were working here during that day. That must be outside. Those of us that were working here that day, and we came in here and we just laid on the floor and prayed and asked God for it. I think it was in a matter of a week. About in a week, we had more than enough money to, not only to buy the recording equipment, but everything else we needed. So God will give you exactly what you're believing for. All right. You know how it's going to come? It's going to come by vision, and it's going to come by faith. And what is vision? Vision is the ability to see God's plan for your life. Amen. And you can increase the vision of God in your life by the Word of God. Everybody say the Word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word. So go right here. Go to Psalm chapter 18. Amen. Somebody say, thank God for that ripped up Bible. I'm starting to color up my other one so I can start to use the other one. But until then, I got this one. All right. Here it is. Psalm chapter 18, verse 30. I tell you what, it gets even better than that. Go to verse 28. There's some revelation there. Amen. Psalm chapter 18, verse 28. For thou wilt light my candle. The Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. So say, light my candle. Enlighten the darkness. I tell you what, as bright as those get, let's get those just nice and bright. Well, what does that mean? For the Bible says, thy word, O Lord, is what? A lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path, right? So when it's talking about right here, when the psalmist wrote this, he says, for thou will light my candle, the Lord my God will enlighten my darkness. What is he going to enlighten? He's going to enlighten that darkness so that you might be able to see what God has for you. So that's one of the things that's talking about the Word of God. That's one of the things that God will do for you. Somebody say, the spirit of revelation and supernatural knowledge. That's what he's talking about right here. He said, listen, when I get into the Word of God, you're not going to have me talk. You read some stuff, and it just went right over your head, and you didn't understand a thing it said. Then all of a sudden, you read it again after prayer and after being real quiet before God. Then all of a sudden, you understood what it said. Well, I believe this year, I really feel inspired in my heart. I can't wait for the 21 days. How many of you doing the 21 days with me? I tell you what, that'll be the best 21 days you ever invested. I'm going to do those 21 days because during the 21 days, we're just going to build a platform on how you can have a successful year. And one of the ways that you can have a successful year is by honoring the Word of God. Amen? So listen, it says right here, thou will light my candle, Lord. My God will enlighten my darkness. Now, there are a lot of people that are in darkness concerning the plan of God for their life. Some of you are in dark as to what's going to happen this next year. Some of you are in the dark. How many are in the dark? What's going to happen to you? I don't know. Whatever comes, comes. Well, you're not supposed to be in the dark. You need to be enlightened to the Word of God. The Bible says, I have not seen, ear hath not heard, nor mind you what God has in store for those people that wait on him, right? But he said, but yet again it says in other scriptures, he said, listen, but I've revealed it unto you. He reveals it unto us by his Spirit. How are you going to receive what God has for you unless you pray it through and get in agreement with it, right? So how is God going to bring good things to your life? First of all, he's going to reveal those good things to you, first of all, in the Word. If you can see it in the Word, it won't manifest. You shouldn't pray anything. Do you know that? You don't have enough faith to stand on. Don't pray anything you haven't found in the Word. Amen. A lot of people go and pray, oh, God, heal my back, but they haven't studied any scripture on healing. They don't know whether God's a healer or not. You're not going to get it. How many of you prayed for stuff and didn't get it? Was it because God wasn't unwilling to give it? No, because you need to develop your faith in that area. Oh, y'all are looking at me crazy. Amen. Y'all looking at me crazy? Well, go on, keep praying and missing. Amen. I used to pray all the time missing. It was like shooting dice. Mm-hmm. Oh, I hope God's with me this time. I hope I get that job. Amen. So you roll the dice, and whatever happens, happens. You know, and if it didn't happen, you blame it on the devil. And if it did happen, you blamed it on God. Well, there's a better way to live. Do you know that you can live according to the Word of God and you can fashion your life according to his plan? You know exactly what God wants to do with your life so you can stand in faith. How many of you want to walk in confident faith this year? Amen. How many of you want to walk in confidence? So many people are in darkness because they don't know what God's plan is for their life. They don't know whether to help other people. Some people think the plan of God for their life is just to suffer through life. If I can suffer through life with a smile on my face, God is pleased. How many used to think that way? Suffer. Oh, look at the people watch you suffer. You know, if I could just keep a smile on my face as I suffer, God is playing. Somebody said, you need to turn the light on. You need to turn the light on and see all the possibilities around you. God's got more for you, whether you realize it or not. God can do a whole lot more with this year than you realize. But you're not going to see all the possibilities of this year until you allow the Holy Spirit to enlighten your world. Somebody say enlightenment. So this is basically what he says. Listen, for thou will light my candle. Somebody say, praise the Lord for that. Somebody say, praise the Lord. It says the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. Didn't it say that? Amen. It says the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. So what does that basically mean? What does that mean? It means that God will set your spirit on fire so you'll be able to see in the heavenlies exactly what God has for you. Amen? So it says, for thou wilt light my candle, the Lord God will enlighten my darkness. For by thee I can run through a troop. How many are excited about that? Some of you that don't pay in church aren't happy about that because you don't see, I get excited when I read that because I was listening on Sunday morning. And I was listening on that Easter message said that nothing will be able to stand in your way. Somebody say, you'll be able to get through. No devil in hell will be able to keep you from what God has for you. Amen? I tell you what, when you're enlightened by the Word of God, you found it in the Word of God, said this is what God got for me by Scripture, you can run through anything to get it. You can run through difficulty to get your promise. How many of you know what God promises you this year?
Amen.
I don't know.
You know? Well, what's God going to do for you this year? Well, I don't know. Well, what you know is what you have faith in.
That's right.
Well, what you believing for? You know, Brother Hagin asked that man, what are you believing for? And the man looked around and said, well, particularly nothing. He said, that's exactly what you get, particularly nothing. Amen? You got to be specific with your faith. Amen. You got to be very specific with your faith. You got to find it. God, what do you want to accomplish with my life? Like I told Sister Michelle, I said, Michelle, get the vision of God for that home. Don't be afraid to get God's vision. How many believe that God does give vision? That you can see certain things in the Spirit of God. Amen. You can get the vision of God for something. And then once you get the vision of God, make sure it confirms with the Word of God and stand on it.
Amen.
Because God just might want to do better. God just, actually, he does want to do better. Every once in a while, we get some lemons in life. How do we get lemons in life? Amen. By jumping out there. Amen. Outside of the will of God, outside of the plan of God. But if you have the plan of God, you'll always be all right. Amen. For through thee I have run through a troop, and by my God have I leaped over a wall. How many want to get over this year?
Amen.
You've been boxed in last year, boxed in there, couldn't go so far, couldn't make so much money. You know, it just seems as soon as you get to that mark, you know, boy, I got my bills caught up. No, no, you don't. Bam. Somebody say a big wall in front of your face, certain things you just can't get over. Husband and wife gotten along for 3 days. Boy, we're doing really good. Amen. Then you got that 4-day hump. Amen. By the time somebody burns the peas. Some say you got to learn to get over. There are certain things, you know, it can be much better. Somebody say, y'all are looking at me like I'm crazy. Maybe I shouldn't talk after Christmas. Amen. For I lived over truth. As for God, his way, somebody say, his way, is perfect. The word of the Lord is what? Tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust in him. Who's the buckler?
The Lord.
He's a buckler to all people that trust in him. For who is God save the Lord, or who is a rock save our God? It is God that girdeth me with strength and maketh my way perfect. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Say it's God.
God.
See, y'all don't see if you look at these things right here, I believe the psalmist was teaching us how to live by faith. He was teaching us how to live by faith. He taught us, first of all, that faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God, that God enlightened him, amen, that he could come out of darkness and see what God had for him. Somebody say, God's future is bright.
God's future is bright.
All right? So the psalmist got there, and not only did he said, listen, the way of God is perfect. He said, God leads me beside the still, amen, pleasant, quiet waters, amen. He restores my soul, amen. Side green pastures God leads us, amen, not through a bunch of mess, amen. So God's got a better way for us. But I tell you what, many times the devil wants to wear you out this year. You're going to get your mind enlightened as you get into the word on these 21 days. You're going to find out all the possibilities that God has, all the things that he's done through his people down throughout the ages. You're going to find out there's nothing too hard for God. Amen. You're going to get the vision of God. Amen. Then after you get that vision of God, you're going to be like this. Somebody say, he is a buckler. Somebody say, a buckler. Just because you hear it once doesn't mean it's just going to automatically go poof and there it is. You got to learn how to hold on to things. We always say, can you stand to be blessed? So many times God doesn't change his mind concerning your blessing. You do.
Amen.
When you ask God to do something for you, it's already done. But there's an appointed day. There's an appointed time for the manifestation of that thing you're believing God to do. But you can't give up on it. You got to wait. Amen. Somebody say, wait. Wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Amen. He'll bring it to pass in that due season. Glory to God. You got a promise, but if you don't quit, if you don't give up, if you don't stop believing, amen, if you allow the Lord to become your buckler, that thing will manifest. If you let the devil chase you off, he'll chase you off if you let him. But you got to have supernatural faith that causes you to stand. Amen. That's what faith does. Faith causes you to wait with patience. Amen. Somebody say, that's what faith is all about. See, I got that kind of faith that even if I die, I'm going to get up again. Amen. Amen. See, you got to have that kind of faith, whether it's natural or whatever it is. There are certain things that say, well, that's all over. We ain't going to get that. It's all over. Even if your promise looks like it dies, still wait. If it looks like it'll never happen, still wait. We've had many a dry days around here. Amen. I said, I don't care if the thing dies. God said it's going to manifest. I'm going to wait for it.
Amen.
If he sent prophets to prophesy and drop on dry bones, don't you think he can handle your stuff? He's the God that calls those things that are not as though they are. Somebody say, praise God. He can work with anything. All you've got to do is stay in the faith and believe and trust God and allow God to become your buckler. Somebody say, you need some buckle faith. That's what it's all about. It's buckle faith. You're going to stay latched up no matter what happens. You're going to stay hooked. Somebody, and never give up. Never give up. I see people quit all the time. I tell you what, just before sunrise, I mean, it's the darkest hour. It's darkest hour just before sunrise. Sometimes, listen, before a devil comes out, don't you know it rips the body? Notice that when Jesus prayed for that guy that was possessed by devils, and all of a sudden the body began to quake and shake, and it looked like it got worse almost. Well, that's what happens to a lot of these people around here. They get there, they pray God, then all of a sudden that devil starts to rip a little bit before it comes out, and people quit and give up. Don't ever give up. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Weeping may endure for a night, but joy always comes. Somebody say, weeping may, but joy always comes. Somebody say, praise God. Somebody say, thank God. God is going to do you good. God is going to do you good. I tell you what, God has already done you good, and you got to learn how to pull from the good that God has for you. There's a miracle in store for you. I sense that in my spirit. Something good, something great is going to happen for you. Just let it happen for you. This is going to be the best year of your life. God's going to do those things you've been believing God to do for years. All of a sudden, whoop, there it'll be. I promise you. Somebody say hallelujah. All you got to do is hear the word of God and grab a hold of it. Amen. This is your year to be blessed. He can do anything. He can save your husband, save every one of your children, see. Amen. Somebody say, he'll do it. He's not going to let you down. All you got to do is say, I agree with you, God. Hallelujah. I'm getting excited a day after Christmas. I'm excited, amen, because somebody's going to decide to believe God. How many of your life's getting a little bit better? It's just getting a little bit better. How many? It's just getting a little bit better, amen. Somebody say, he's starting to lift you. You know how you can tell when God's starting to lift you? You know where the lift of God starts? Right here on your face. I believe that's where life starts to get picked up. If you want God to lift you up, that lift starts on your face. It'll start right here. Amen? He's the lifter of your head. He's the lifter of your countenance. If you can allow God to lift your countenance, he'll lift your life. Somebody say, amen? Say, I decide that I'm going to believe God. Well, what are you going to believe? Well, the miracle happens. God manifests things that happen for you as you decide to believe him. But you're going to have to believe his what? His word. So say, I will believe the word of God. Now, how many are you going to believe a news report you've never heard? Huh? How many are you going to believe a news report you never heard? No, you're not going to be able to believe anything unless you've heard it. So right here, go over here to Psalm chapter 19, verse 7. I'm excited about this year. I'm going to turn my faith loose and just believe everything God said, period. Why not? I mean, you don't have anything to lose. Have everything to gain. Let them call you crazy, but you'll be crazy and blessed. I've been called crazy before. Amen. Amen. I'm doing much better than they are now. Amen. Somebody say hallelujah. What's the difference between a crazy person? What is it? A crazy person and an eccentric? One's got money and the other one don't. Yeah. Amen. All right, here we go. Psalm chapter 19, verse 7. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the law are right. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, doing what to the eyes?
Enlightening the eyes.
The fear of the Lord is clean, doing what? Enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold. I'm talking about the words. Somebody say amen. Yea, much more than fine gold, sweeter than also than a honeycomb. And the honeycomb. Moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping them there is great what?
Reward.
In keeping what is great reward?
Statue.
That sounds like pay, doesn't it?
Amen.
That sounds like payday. When you honor the word of God, when you honor the word of God, when you honor the testimony of God, it pays to do this. Somebody say amen. In keeping the word of God fresh in your heart, in keeping the promise of God fresh in your heart, and honoring that word, there is reward in doing that. That means things get better when you decide to do those things. Amen. Why don't you stand up right where you are? Hallelujah. Stand up right where you are. Somebody say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We don't have to go on and on forever. We got 21 days together. And how many of y'all believe in God? First, you got to believe for. How many of you believe in God to work out the transportation session that everybody can get there? Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. We're going to get right into prayer. We'll never be the same after that 21 days. Amen. 21 days straight. Just prayer, worship, and one teaching that you can apply to your life. Amen. And will never be the same day. I don't care if you have to rearrange your schedule to do it. I think that the first thing, if you give God, the Bible says, and you put God first, he'll fix everything else. If you can just honor God for that first season. I mean, just tithe that first, your time, your heart, your mindset. Don't make a plan. So many people make these decisions. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Why don't you don't do anything but find out what God wants to do?
Yeah.
So when you say, what are you going to do this year? I'm going to agree with God, whatever he wants to do, because that's all that's going to get done anyhow. That's all that's going to get done anyhow. Amen. I've learned not to waste my time, because God will let you try to get all your stuff done, then he'll work on your, then you'll get over to his stuff. He'll give you time to work on whatever you say you're going to work on. And so many people don't get all their stuff done until December 29th. Then God said, now we're going to work on my plan for this year. Wouldn't it be better just to scrap your stuff, because you know that his stuff is better for you? He has a higher plan for you. He'll take you places that, amen, that you can't get by yourself. Amen. First of all, you got to believe that God is there. And I think that's the real key. A lot of people really don't believe in God. They believe in religion. Amen. But they really don't believe in God. God is a person that loves you. Amen. He's an almighty God that wants to walk with you. And he wants to reveal himself to you. And make life better for you. If you honor him, he'll honor you. Stretch out hands right now in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father God, we claim that you are the Lord that liveth. Blessed be the rock, and let the God of our salvation be exalted this year. Lord, we consecrate this wonderful year that you've given us. Oh, Father, we consecrate it with your spirit. We pray that something wonderful would happen. We thank you for all the mighty blessings that you've called us to get in agreement with you and receive this year. We say, good job, Jesus. Good job, Holy Spirit. Good job, angels that came from heaven to help God's plan become established. We know that there were days that we made it pretty difficult for you. Amen. But we thank you for being faithful, oh God, this past year. We thank you, Father, for preserving our life. For there are many, Father God, that started out last year and are no longer here, Father God. But you have kept back the spirit of death, Father God, and granted us life, health, hallelujah, and many things, Father God. So, Lord, we pray that you would enlighten our mind this year, that this would be the best year that we've ever lived, only second to the years to come. Father God. Lord, we thank you that you're preserving relationships right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Right now in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray for all the people. Father God, every family member concerning everybody in this room right now, we send out the spirit of salvation right now. And we pray that there would be many laborers across the path of those that have come into our lives during this season, oh God. Let your spirit reign, oh God, and let the love of Jesus Christ flow through us that many would be saved. Father God, we pray right now for those that have been saved this past week, those that have come from Conroe, those young men that had visited this week, Father God, we pray that you would strengthen them and that you would allow your spirit to continue to move. Father, we pray for every brokenhearted person during this season right now in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord, we pray that the light of your glorious gospel will shine throughout this community and that they would find a hope, Father God. Father God, we thank you, Father God, that you're causing the devil to be darker, oh God, so that your light would be brighter in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord, we ask you to send your Holy Spirit to have us all become more obedient to your supernatural plan. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And I also want to pray, Dean's mom is here and his dad's in town. We're just going to pray for that time that they spend here. Is that all right? Father God, amen. We pray for Mr. and Mrs. Garvin right now and their time here in the Woodlands. Father God, we thank you, Father God, that they're coming here to town. Father God, and that they're seeing Dean in church and enjoying Jesus, Father God. We pray that his life, Father God, would be a witness, Father God. We pray, Father God, that this would be a wonderful time for them, Father God. We pray for Dean's dad, Father God, that the message of the gospel would be a sweet sound in his ears, Father God. And Lord God, that any seed planted, he would be received, Father God. In Jesus' name, we pray, amen. And we declare them to be blessed. Father God, upgrade their vacation right now in the name of Jesus. Upgrade it right now in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray over their finances right now in the name of Jesus. We pray over their body right now in the name of Jesus. Let something good happen. We call forth heaven right now and every angelic force right now to cause something good to happen in the name of Jesus. And I pray that prayer over anybody in this room right now that needs something good to happen. Father God, somebody stretching their faith out right now. We ask you to get in agreement with them right now and cause something good to happen. Bring a laborer across their path, Father God. If there's finances that they're in need of, put the right person in their path, oh God, in the name of Jesus. If it's health right now, we pray for Crystal, who's not feeling good in her body right now. You are the God. Rita, go on. And Kathy, just put your hand on her back. Thank you. You're the God. You're our healer. You are the Lord God, our healer. Father God, we curse any sickness in the name of Jesus. Any virus, any bacteria, anything coming against her body right now, we rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We call an end to it. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, y'all be blessed. It's 9:30 and we get to go home. Amen. There's a truck. We drove the truck here tonight for all the presents you're bringing for us. Just stick our presents in the back of the blue truck. The TV, it's big enough to fit the big screen. Amen. So put on some good music. Amen. And y'all be blessed. We'll be here Friday night. Now, I want to ask y'all a question. We can do, since we got 21 days, we might want to think about not doing New Year's Eve. If we got 20, now if y'all can go out someplace and get with the devil, we'll have a New Year's Eve service. Amen. Now, we're going to cancel New Year's Eve service so y'all can rest up for the morning service. But if y'all going to be out with the devil, you know, huh? 21 days starts January 1. Well, let's start the service, the New Year's Eve service at 11. That, if y'all roll in here at 12:30, you'll miss New Year's Eve. I mean, let's start at 11:30. So you can get here at 11 o'clock. We can fellowship, and we'll start at 11:30. Amen. And we'll just roll, give you all some time to go out and get some breakfast, and then we can get that morning service going, I guess, at 5:30 on New Year's Day. Is that all right? Because, and it's not hard. I tell you, did you grow up with all-night service? Church I grew up in, we had all night long prayer service, all night long worship service.